Preston Hadley, former defensive back for the Brigham Young Cougars and also a new coach for a school in California. And I wanted him to come on and expound on what this school is all about. Where are you going, Preston?
Hey, I'm going out to Santa Ana College out in Orange County.
And what will you be coaching?
So I'll be a defensive backs coach. So I'll be working with the corners and just trying to get them right, you know.
Santa Ana, I know, you know, it'll be interesting to go back to the JC level for you, right? You come from a JC in Snow College. I think with your background, it'll really help these young men get recruited and knowing what the Division I coaches want out of their JC defensive backs.
Yeah, I think my background, I think it definitely helps me out. Just coming from a junior college, you know, just with roots there and kind of understanding, what a student athlete has to go through at that level, and just, trying to stay on top of school and football, but also just financially, you know, there's no scholarships available at the junior college, and, you know, we're all there for the same purpose to try and get out to a 4-year school. So it'll be a unique experience, but, and a challenge, but I'm looking forward to it. And, I'm hoping that I relate to most of the players in that way.
Why Santa Ana?
Well, you know what? Really, it seemed like the right place to go. I've been able to get to know the head coach a little bit more. His name's Coach Jones. He's a really good guy. He's been there for 18 years now. He's familiar with the area, with the program, and kind of what the program needs. And it's a great staff that they have there. And it just feels like a good fit for me. And I think a lot of times, not just in coaching, but just in life in general, a lot of times it's just about taking what you feel is the right opportunity. And this felt like the right opportunity to take.
Well, it's funny. Some young men will go into the coaching world and they will actually not be coaching the position that they played. You know, they're just trying to find a spot, right? They'll be a linebackers coach if they need to, a special teams coach. And I know you're willing to do that, but I think this is good that you're actually going and coaching the defensive backfield.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, having a background in it, I played defensive back my whole career, and, in high school at Snow and here at BYU, and it definitely helps, you're able to offer a perspective, a player perspective, and a lot of times, players might not think that their coach understands, and so I think this will help me out. And also, just through my experience here at BYU and working with I've been working with the slot receivers this past season, and so again, I feel that gives me a different perspective, an offense perspective of what an offense is trying to do as far as, whether it's the leverage or, whatever they're trying to accomplish. I think it helps out.
Former BYU defensive back and current Santa Ana College defensive back coach Preston Hadley on with us here at Cougar Sports ESPN 960. You partook of a performance last night, and you got Bronco Mendenhall involved. You had Coach Atawaya, Brandon Bradley. How did you convince Coach Mendenhall to get up there and dance with you guys?
Well, I think first off, you're talking about white chocolate.
White chocolate, my bad. I thought that was Jason Williams, but apparently that's Bronco's nickname now.
No, that's Coach Mendenhall for sure. That's his stage name, his former name. His former name that is called his teammates have for him. That was actually his unplanned, to be honest with you. I mean, and it was Brandon. Right as we're about to go up there, Brandon. He just says, "Hey, I'm going to call Coach Mendenhall up. I know his old nickname used to be in college, so that's all I knew. And the rest was just kind of improv. But props to Brandon and Marky. They made it a good time, and it was fun, man.
So that was all improv, not planned, not planned at all.
Yeah, just spur of the moment, And hats off to Coach Mendenhall, being a good sport and just going with it. And hopefully he wasn't too upset with us. He hasn't said anything today yet, but the day's not over either, so we'll see.
How important is it for fans to see that side of Bronco and to have him let his hair down a little bit?
I it's I think it's hard to, you know, Coach Malhall, man, I love Coach Malhall. I think I love what he does with the program and, you know, the way he is with the players. And I think there's just, like you said, aside that it's hard for people to see sometimes just because of, you know, the position. It's hard to see everything from the outside looking in, you know. And so I think it is a good thing to be able to see that, you know, because he can let his hair down and he can have a good time. And he has quite a sense of humor, actually. So it's fun being around him. And so I think it was nice for everyone to be able to see that side of him. And, you know, like you said, just let his hair down and just have a good time, you know. I think dancing is a little outside the comfort zone, but so it was fun. It was fun that he was willing to try and go with it. It, you know, to at least us, it meant a lot, and I think it means a lot to the players as well. And you got to have fun while you're doing this thing. So
it seems
I think
like
we had a good time.
It seems like since you and Brandon have gotten together in that football office that there's been a whole lot more dancing, trying to keep things loose. Because, you know what, this is a very stressful profession. Okay, you've seen it, man. And if you don't just relax for a moment and just enjoy it and enjoy the people that you're around, on occasion, you know, it's hard to keep that balance. But you guys seem to do a pretty good job of doing that. Who's gonna fill your role now that you're gone?
Oh man, there's a lot of different, there's a lot of good personalities on staff, man. So maybe me and Brandon and I, we sometimes tend to joke around a little too much. Maybe, I don't know what others think, but Brandon and I, we always joke around. You know, I came in and replaced him. When I transferred from Snow, I replaced him and filled his spot. And so we always talk about how we just barely miss each other. And, you know, we would have done some damage together just on and off the field had we had the chance to actually play together. But maybe it's like that for a reason, you know. But no, I think it'll be fun. You know, there's some, like I said, there's some fun personalities in there, you know, besides, you know, everyone knows how to have a good time. And it's fun. I'll miss it. You know, I'll miss being able, you know, not just with Brandon and Marky, but with all the coaches and players. And
well, Preston, talk to me about what you learned as a GA. I mean, you were there for, what, 2 years or as a GA?
Yeah, 2 years.
Two years as a GA. What did you learn during your time? What are the most important lessons that you learned about your profession that you're going into?
Man, I really learned a lot about Coach Menhall. He's faced with a difficult task, like more difficult than I realized as a player. And I learned that it's important, you know, like you said, it's important to have balance and to have your hobbies. And I from observing our coaches, you know, I learned what it really means to be passionate about something and work hard. And, you know, aside from just the schematical side of things of, you know, being able to break down and analyze a defense or an offense or what a unit is trying to accomplish, just in how to deal with people and relationships. I think our coaches do a really good job of that, and they really do care about the players. And so it's been unique being able to be on both sides of the spectrum, and you know, it's been a good experience. So I'm hoping I can take, you know, these things and kind of adopt them in the way I want to do things, and you know, just try and set myself up to be successful.
Is being the head coach at BYU the toughest job in college football?
Oh man, well, you know, I've only been here at BYU, so I don't know if I can answer that question. But you know, I think Coach, it does look like a difficult job, but also very rewarding as well. With the, you know, just in being able to, you know, be around, you know, great players, great coaches, great administration. But it doesn't look easy, you know. And there's a lot still to it that I'm not even aware of. But I don't know. I can't say that, but I do. It does look pretty difficult, though.
You worked with the inside receivers / tight ends, I believe, this last year. Some people are saying that the tight ends will be utilized more in the passing game. It hasn't been that way in the last 3 years, not even with Devin Mahina being an NFL caliber tight end. Is that going to continue? You know, is the you know, the traditional tight end of BYU, the Dennis Pitta, the Johnny Harleen, is that going away and you're going to see more Terren Houck type of inside receiver mixed with the hybrid, Mitch Juergens type of player?
It's a good question. You know, I know, Coach Anai is doing the best he can to put guys in the right spot and put them to really make plays. But I think a lot of it comes down to the chemistry that guys are able to build together. You know, I think this summer will be important, you know, guys getting together, throwing together, and establishing chemistry.
Are you talking about chemistry between quarterback and tight end or inside receiver?
Yeah, chemistry, yeah, between, you know, the receivers on every level, whether it's the outside receiver, the inside receivers, tight ends. I think that's important, and that's something that, you know, a coach can't really coach, you know. Mm-hmm. I think that's something that it's on the players to really develop that chemistry this offseason. I think you've seen glimpses of it throughout the spring, but there's still a ways to go. But, I think we're on the right track, though.
So if the quarterback doesn't, you know, target, you know, the tight end or the H-back or whoever, that inside receiver in game time situations, that's because of the chemistry between the quarterback and that wide receiver and what the quarterback's seeing then, right? Not because of what Coach Anai necessarily wants to happen?
Yeah, I mean, I can't say that, but I think chemistry is part of it. I think, you know, the play calling is part of it. I think there's a lot of different things that factor in, that are umbrellaed underneath all that, but I will say the chemistry is important, but there's other things that factor in as well, I believe.
Who do you expect to step up in that inside wide receiver position this year? Who's going to have a breakout season?
I think Garrett Juergens has been doing some. I mean, sorry, Mitchell Juergens. Sorry.
Yeah, that's all good.
Juergens, number 87. I think Juergens been. I think he's been doing some good things, and he's really kind of emerging as a leader in that room with the inside receivers. I think Terren Houck, he has, you know, who knows where his ability is, you know, where that threshold is. He's a really good football player, so I believe Terren does as well. And there's a couple young that I think have really, you know, are starting to really come on. You know, Colby Pearson and Trey Dye. You know, both those guys I think are people to watch for. So, between those four, as far as the inside receivers, I think, I think they're maturing as a group. But I think, you know, it's safe to say that, you know, Juergens is kind of starting to emerge as kind of the guy the guy that you can really turn to and rely on. And I'm excited for all the guys. They worked hard, so they deserve, you know, whatever rewards are coming their way.
Do you think there will be any opportunity for Dye to be able to tote the rock, not necessarily from the running back position, but from that slot position this year?
You know, it's all depends on Coach and I think he's capable of it. You know, he's still, again, he's still progressing as a player, and it's just a process. You know how it is, you know. But he definitely is capable of it.
Talk to me about the defensive backs real quick. I know that you're short on time, but how are these young men looking? What did you see from newcomers like Takanaka? Tell me about, I believe, Grant Jones, the Garantula, long, lean, and fast. Who's looking good? Who stood out to you?
Dude, all those guys, you know, and that's, you know, it'll be tough to answer all this because I haven't been in their meeting rooms and really been focusing with them. But from what I've observed, you know, everyone's playing hard. They're working hard. They're, you know, again, trying to, you know, establish this identity that BYU's always had with the defensive backs. It's been, you know, hard nosed, trying hard, and just, you know, going all out every play. And I think they're on track to do that. So, again, you know, I think there's always work to do, but, you know, I think guys are capable. And it's just a matter of going out and doing it. But, you know, Takanaka, he's, man, so I love my Stone College guys, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he'll surprise some people this season, to be completely honest with you. You know, he's tough, he's physical, he's a good player, he can make plays on the ball, and then he can also come downhill and fill in the run as well. And so, you know, I think I think the tools are there. So just, you know, Coach Al and Brandon and the rest of DBs, you know, everyone's working hard. So I think by the time the season comes, though, I think we'll be ready to compete.
Preston, appreciate you coming on with us. Good luck at your first official coaching job at Santa Ana College. I know you'll do a tremendous job, and you'll funnel all those dudes right to BYU. No, you find scholarships for them wherever they may need to go. So, but thanks so much for coming on our airways, and good luck.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.